Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Recording 2. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. We are back today with another Reddit episode. Today's episode is us exploring the Am I the A-hole subreddit, which surprisingly, we have not done in a very long time.
Like since May.
Because, which does not seem right.
We've done Unpopular Opinions. We've done No Stupid Questions. Those are the other ones we're usually exploring. And so when we were kind of coming up with some episodes, we always have those like in the back of our mind. But we're usually like we try to...
You know,
create
space
some
out.
Space, and we're like, holy crap, it's been that long? Doesn't sound right. Like, that's before summer.
I know. I said it's before that's we insane. Got Vegas. Like, I just can't believe it's been that long. And I swear I scrolled through, and lo and behold, not since April or May.
So, we do know that this is one of your guys' favorite episodes to listen to. It's one of our favorites to record. So, I think we found some good ones. We've got some good ones gathered up for us today to talk through. If you are new to the podcast, first of all, welcome.
Thanks. Please subscribe. If you enjoy this episode, please tell a friend.
But basically the premise is we always start our podcast off with like general catch-ups. We'll do weekly spotlights, we'll do like a little book update, and then just chat and share any recent happenings in our life, and then we always jump into whatever the episode's about. So for Am I the A-hole, there is a platform called Reddit. It's a website
the home,
that like
or the front page of the internet.
It's kind of just like an anonymous page forum. For anything and everything, a forum, yeah. And so there's a specific subreddit where it's Am I the A-hole. People post different scenarios and situations to just get other people's feedback and opinions on the situation to see if they were in the wrong or if they were in the right. So that's what we're gonna do today.
It's always fun because we give our opinions, but then sometimes you guys will interact with these posts. We have an Instagram at According To, where we'll typically post like episode posts and stuff, and so it's fun when you guys will comment like your thoughts.
We have been slacking a little bit.
We did a whole content planning thing though. We can talk about at some point.
We'll start with our weekly spotlights. I think that was actually what my weekly spotlight was that we've got. We're gonna do an updated photo shoot session this upcoming weekend.
You keep doing preemptive.
I know
spotlights, so that can be your spotlight next week.
Yeah, here's what mine is this week. I ordered some new stuff from Abercrombie, and I was obviously excited for it to come anyways, but I thought it was going to come tomorrow, and I ended up seeing that it was coming today, so it got delivered. I'm actually wearing one of the sweatshirts that I just got. I really love that the NFL, or that Abercrombie has licensed NFL stuff, because, like, I love Abercrombie sweatshirts, and, you know, I don't, like, care that much about the NFL, but since Maggie works for the Bengals, like, they are my NFL team of choice, and so they have Bengals-specific sweatshirts, but all of them, like the base is black, and I don't love that just because, like, if I'm wearing leggings and stuff, like, it's a very all black outfit, not my favorite thing. So then I was like just going through making sure I wasn't missing anything. Lo and behold, I found this one, which was like for an AFC championship forever ago, and I looked at like the little helmet, and I was like, that's the Bengals, and they won this game, so I can get it. And so I have this sweatshirt. I got one other sweatshirt, a denim like chambray jacket over
it's not over a denim jacket, it's like a chambray or like
a modern
jacket
take. A denim jacket with a denim jacket, I say, I would describe it best. And I gotta be honest, because like how it showed it on the website, it was kind of showing like Canadian tuxedo vibes. I kind of wouldn't be opposed to that.
You have to have the same wash. Do you have jeans that are the same wash?
I was wondering if the ones that you kept were maybe the same wash.
What would you wear underneath it?
Like a white, like, simple tank top or something. I don't know. I have, like, some brown jeans, too. So, like, there's options. You could also wear, like,
leggings
and stuff.
My leather pants.
So, that was, like, a fun little top I got. And then I also got, like, a little quarter zip sweater thing that could go with either jeans or leggings. But I just thought it'd be nice to have, like, a
I really think I'm in my era of leggings only with longer tops. Unless I'm, like, working out. Obviously, that's, like, a different vibe. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if it's not covering my butt, I'm thinking, like, jeans have to go with it. You're maturing. As I mature, you know.
Things change.
The butt needs to show less. It's crazy how, like, when we were, like, in middle school and stuff, like, when those, like, short shorts were, like, really trending, and I was like, these are just shorts. Like, it's okay if your butt is out a little bit because it's shorts. And now I'm like, oh, my God. No. Your butt should not be out when you're wearing shorts. Mm-hmm. But that just goes to show how times have changed.
What's your weekly spotlight?
You know, my weekly spotlight is going to be Thanksgiving. We had too little.
And, like, I'm so out of Thanksgiving mode already because, like, I didn't have, like, the long extended weekend that, like, everyone had. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just, like,
A couple hours,
and that was seemingly it, but.
And so we had lunch at Haley's house, and then we had dinner at Grandma's house. Just lots of great food. Megan and I made our chocolate chip cookie dough cheesecake. That was very good. Do we still have some in the fridge, yes. Or did you finish it? Okay.
I did not finish
it. Nice. I think we have, like, two more pieces left. So that's delicious. And we had, the Iowa game was on Friday.
I just thought of that, too.
So Iowa won, shockingly, 13-10.
And now.
They beat Nebraska.
Next weekend, we play
Michigan. Number 3. Arguably going to go up, right?
We honestly, like,
they changed the rankings on Sunday.
Yeah. I just hope it's not as bad as the last time we played them. Like, that's the least. I'm just hoping for that. Not going to the Big Ten championship game, mostly because if I'm going to spend money traveling and going to a game, I've decided I'm going to do that for the bowl game rather than the Big Ten championship.
Because, two, like, reasons.
I kind of want to win the game, yes, that I'm going to.
And it would be nice to go somewhere potentially warm.
Yeah. Pretty good probability.
Indianapolis is not very warm this time of year.
Right.
And we've done the Big Ten championship.
We won't figure out, like, bowl stuff until next Sunday. But pretty high probability of, like, going to Florida maybe. So I think we're already kind of, I think, leaning towards trying to go, which will be fun. Something to look forward to.
And then our dad was also toying with potentially going as well. So that'd be kind of fun. Just, yeah, like a little trip, the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay, book update. I finally finished Demon Copperhead. I gave it 3.5 stars. It's a book that I would say, like, if you're into, it's not even historical fiction. Like, it just feels like it's historical fiction because it feels like it's, like, Deep South. Like, the way that they talk is kind of, like, Southern and just, like, it feels older, but it's not actually old. I think it's supposed to take place in, like, the 90s or early 2000s. And it was just, like, not my favorite, but I could tell it was good. And that's usually what I give my 3.5 stars for. Like, good for, I'm sure, a lot of people. It has really high ratings on Goodreads. Like, it's a 4.5 star average, but it just wasn't for me. And so, yeah, I'm like, okay, I respect it. I don't want to drag the rating down too much just because it wasn't for me. And, like, it was what it said it was going to be, you know? Some people very much are, like, they rate it very much based off their personal opinion. I like to take some outside, like, context when I'm giving my ratings. Like, some people be like, 1 star, I hated it, without realizing, like, what they're going to read, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like every book requires context when you're rating it, and you rate it for your opinion and then also what it's trying to be. And I started my Beach Read reread. I'm hopefully going to finish that today, and I'm still loving it. So hopefully, I'm probably going to give that 5 stars again.
So I finished reading Caught Up by Liz Tomford a few days ago at this point. I gave it 4 stars. I don't have, like, it wasn't, like, my favorite book ever. I feel like it's going to be, like, kind of easily forgettable, but, it was okay. I enjoyed it. I read it quick enough. So what I'm reading now is Divine Rivals, and I'm reading it on my Kindle. I've heard really good things. I have heard, like, it's a fantasy and a romance, but it's, like, more focused, at least I've heard people say it's more focused on, like, the fantasy component than, like, the romance. It's been good so far. Like, I haven't been, like, it hasn't been a drag to read, and I think I'm, like, a third of the way through.
What's your tentative rating?
I'm still hanging around the 4-star range. I'm not disliking it, but I feel like what's kind of throwing me off at first was, like, it's in third person, which I feel like I'm used to reading first person, and so, like, that kind of threw me off a little bit because, like, I'm just not used to it. And then also when I've been reading, like, in the living room, I feel like I've been, like, reading but then, like, not comprehending, and so it's taken more brain power for me to, like, I don't know, I just feel like there's been, like, outside stuff going on. I'm, like, not fully focused on the book, which I feel like is probably not helping it, but we're still going strong. It's fine right now. Like I don't have any, like, I'm not like treading towards like 5 stars or like, could this be a 5-star? But I'm also not disliking it. So I'm just going to keep working my way through it.
Any other exciting updates? We're doing a fun little video concept for Megan and Sierra that will be coming up this weekend as this episode comes out. It's kind of a mix of like, we're trying class pass, but then also like, we just wanted to try a couple different workout styles.
Well, I guess here's a few different things. We're trying class pass because like, we kind of want to switch things up, and it's also going to be like a fun video. But we have also kind of been toying with like the idea of if we like class pass, cause right now we're just doing a free trial. We've also been toying around with like, are we going to change like our gym membership up a little bit, but we're not sure yet. Yeah.
The idea. So our gym membership, it's very expensive. It's a lifetime. If you guys are familiar with that, like, kind of franchise. Like,
it's expensive.
It's expensive. And we don't really, like, utilize probably all of the amenities that Lifetime has to offer to, like, make it fully worth it. Like, they have a ton of classes and stuff. And, like, they've got a pool that we don't use. Like, there's just things that we don't
tennis use. Courts, pickleball, basketball hoops. We don't use any of that.
Like, we just literally pretty much go to work out and then, like, leave.
So, there's going to be a new gym opening up soon. And it's going to be cheaper, and it also looks like pretty nice, or like has everything we need, really. The only thing that would be sad is like, they don't have a hot tub, so like I would kind of miss my morning hot tub time. But we haven't been doing that as much recently, since I feel like we've been like busier, or you've been like washing your hair more.
Yeah, so. I haven't done the hot tub in a couple weeks, and I'm like, you know what, it's fine, the shower's hot.
They do have a sauna still though. So I don't know, I kind of have been toying with the idea of like, first and foremost, after we finish this video, like I would decide. And this gym's not even open yet. I would decide, like, do I want to try changing my gym membership? From there, I would see if I still kind of want to have the option of throwing in, like, because what's nice about ClassPass is, like, you have the option to go do, like, those one-off different classes that you don't otherwise get to do. Because, like, I would never commit to, like, just a single boutique-style gym class like that. Because then you're, like,
locked
pigeonholing yourself into, like, doing that one specific thing. But I do like the idea of, like, on the weekend, like, deciding to go do, like, a class for something different. Or, like, they have, not with our free trial, but, like, there's different beauty and wellness stuff on there that I'm kind of intrigued by. So, I don't know. If you guys have ClassPass, what kinds of things do you use it for, and do you feel like it's worth it?
Because, like, potentially, depending on, like, what membership we would get for this new gym and then, like, ClassPass, we could potentially have both of these, and it would still be cheaper than our current gym membership. I'm looking for something new. Like, again, I have nothing against our gym. It's just expensive, and there might be another option that could be better for us out there.
Yeah.
So we did F45 today. You can watch our video for our full thoughts, but it was fun to, like, switch things up and
try
something new.
Although, like, I needed to know how many push-ups I did this morning.
I know, literally.
Because, like, with each
my shoulders
circuit,
like,
whew. Like, we did probably 10 sets of push-ups, and that's, like, in conjunction with, like, they also had obviously different stuff, some which were still very core and shoulder focused in between. And wow, my shoulders and my arms were feeling it.
I was really pleasantly surprised just to, like, get into, historically, workout classes have, like, made me nauseous, and so I always have that underlying
fear.
Especially
if it's fear. Like a HIIT style, like, class like that.
I always have this, like, underlying fear to, like, of, like, oh my god, am I gonna feel, like, disgusting? Because, like, feeling like I'm gonna feel nauseous is, like, my worst fear. I'm not afraid of throwing up, but I hate feeling, like, sick to my stomach.
Or also just, like, especially in, like, a class setting where you're kind of like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Am I about to, like, I just need to, like, walk out of this class?
And
right
I felt
now.
Like, even just once
Sierra
we, like,
has
got
walked
started
out of the class before.
It was the end for the cool down is when I left.
Yeah.
And then I went and laid down on the cold floor outside of the room. Yeah, that was not fun. But I could tell, even just, like, getting started, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be fine. Like, I didn't have that fear once we got started, because I, like, was comfortable with, like, how the whole workout was going to go, and
I agree.
Knowing I could pace myself how I wanted to. So, good vibes overall.
It was good.
It snowed.
That was a surprise to both of us. But it seems like it's kind of melting and all that. Have to get used to driving in the snow and cold weather again, but so far it's been okay.
And then Megan also wanted to go to Half Price Books potentially today.
I do. Because I think we could do some, like, a book on haul and sell some books. Crime and Punishment.
It's got to go.
It's got to go. It's in my nightstand, and it's not getting finished. So might as well go see what we can get for the books, and then maybe possibly get a few new ones. I will update you guys with the person I was seeing or texting. We haven't been texting for a little bit. Like, I kind of, like, this week it just kind of dwindled down, like, less and less each day. And I was kind of like, here's my thought. I was like, I wonder if, since he's kind of initiated the first two dates, granted he could have also just been, like, not feeling it as much as I was, but I was like, I wonder if he is, like, trying to see if I would initiate a third date.
I'm not going to.
And I kind of was like, I don't know if I care enough to. So, yeah.
That's where we leave things.
I warned you guys about that last week. I was like, it could very well be that that's the end.
The end of an era.
Well, I'll keep trying.
I was just telling Megan, I'm like, I think I just need to, like, go on a break from dating apps for a little bit. I haven't yet. I'm honestly thinking, end of November, I'm like, I should just, like, the whole month of December, if nothing is going on, just, like, take a break. Because I feel like the holidays are a weird time to, like, go on dates anyways.
It's, like, cuffing season, though, so.
I feel like you have to start before that, though.
It's too late.
I feel like people get motivated, like, if I take a break during December, then people are, like, motivated at the start of the year, like, new year, new them. And, like, they just finish up with the holidays of, like, seeing all their family together, like, seeing people in relationships.
They're like, I want that for myself.
They're more motivated. I just feel like right now it's, I don't know if I'm into it. The apps are
I totally see where you're coming from, because I have many times gotten, like, paused. I don't know if you're talking about pausing or, like, a full-on deletion of the app.
Pause.
Because I've done that many times as well. And sometimes you do just need that. But I've been trying to not do that as much recently, just because I'm kind of like, at the end of the day, like, all I have to keep doing is, like, keep Xing the people that I don't want to match with, and, like, just in theory it's like keeping myself out there for whoever may be on.
I'm honestly, but this is the thing, maybe you're gonna say this too, but it's like also like, you know, people are like, oh, it happens when you least expect it. I'm like, maybe if I just, like, give up, see what happens in December,
and then I never know,
we'll see.
I wasn't gonna say that, but
what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, like, so I've been kind of convincing myself, like, to just stay on, even when you're kind of like, what am I doing here? Like, it's been a while since I've paused my account, I feel like, but yeah,
I think because I have two matches right now, and I am not starting the chat. I'm just not going to do it, so it's up to them.
how long have you been matched?
One of them has, like, been 3 or 4 days, so I'm kind of convinced that, like, he's not gonna say anything, I'm not gonna say anything. And then one was, like, 1 day ago or something, like, yesterday or the day before.
I'm kind of like, you could at least, if you're only going to like a photo or something, I just feel like on a dating app, like, you're not cold approaching me if your intention is for it to go anywhere. Like, the guy needs to be the one to start the freaking conversation. At least, like, that's or what, like, I would
I'm
prefer.
Just, again, both of the guys that I matched with are, like, you know, good looking, but, like, I'm not, like, blown away enough.
Like, if it was, like, Charles Leclerc.
I saw Charles Leclerc on Hinge,
I would be messing with you,
like,
first.
Every photo and be like, wow, like, you know, comment on your grace and Triss, like, wonders of the world. I would make conversation. But, you know, at this point, I'm just like, if you want to, you can.
You have to wow me a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I feel that.
That's all I have for the updates.
Okay. Who wants to start?
I can start turning my computer on, and if it loads fast enough, then I can go first.
Mine's up, so I can do mine. First one. Am I the a-hole for refusing to Venmo my date $10 for our bar cover? I, 23 female, went out on a date with a Hinge match, 24 male. We went to a fancy bar which required a $10 cover. He happily paid it without even asking, which I thought was nice. I was down to return the favor, so I bought 2 rounds of drinks plus tip, so $70 before tax.
That is crazy. Oh, where do you live?
We had a great time and parted ways at the end of the night. Fast forward to the following morning, and I received a text from him asking if I can send him $10 on Venmo for the cover. I was stunned. I thought we had a fun time, as he was the one who asked if we should get another round of drinks. I told him he's welcome to split the total bill down the middle with me, $70 drink bill and $10 cover, so he can send me $30, but that I will absolutely not be sending him $10. Safe to say he didn't take my message well and proceeded to send me a nasty text and report my Hinge account. That would be insane.
I'd say heavily not the a-hole.
I would be like, I paid $70 for our drinks, which I didn't ask you to pay me back for. First of all, I'm shocked she even allowed that.
Right?
Especially if he was the one that asked. I don't know who asked who on the first date. But usually it's the guy who does the asking and the guy who does the paying. Why were you buying the drinks? Why did you buy both rounds?
Yeah, I would say heavily.
And then for him to come back and say, also, pay me back for the cover. Absolutely not.
And like you did, I think the nicest thing you could have done. I honestly don't feel like you owe him like the cover anyways. But you're like, if you want to split it, we'll split it. Yeah. But you're going to owe me some money at the end of the day.
Right.
So that was insane behavior from him.
I mean, everyone agrees. This made me think of, this is not the same thing. This is like a homecoming dance and not a bar cover. But when we, when we were juniors.
Junior year.
And we both had homecoming dates somehow.
That was an insane time.
I don't know how much it is to get into homecoming, but like you need to pay whatever it is, $10 to get in. And so where was your date at?
I don't even know.
I think he'd already like gone in.
I so think that's he had too. Megan and I drove start. Separately.
That's a good start to like the date already. But I walked in, or at least like since we drove separate, my date must have just like been waiting there, and then he paid for me and him to get in. And Sierra didn't have any cash, I'm pretty sure, because like one, I don't even know if we knew you had to pay to get into homecoming. Like we,
was our that first was our first homecoming
dance. But then it was like you didn't have any cash, I didn't have any cash. So then like my date also paid for Sierra to get in. Yeah, that was about that kind of just like
I don't like how thinking about that night. I didn't like my date.
We'll just stop talking about it. Okay, so that's the first one. Yeah, she did nothing wrong.
Am I the a-hole? Was gifted a family cruise for Christmas but feel conflicted. We did an early gift exchange with my folks who were in town. We were very surprised they got myself and our four kids prepaid tickets to an international cruise without discussing it with us first. We have an autistic/ADHD 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, a hyper toddler, and an infant. I want to love the gift because my folks were so excited to give it to us and they spent thousands of dollars on this, but taking a cruise was not something we would have ever planned on doing. Now the kids are expecting to go. But they valued the wow factor over whether we as parents thought it was a good idea. My oldest has a problem with eloping, especially when he gets overstimulated. I just had to run him down after he disappeared on a hiking trail and he nearly had a total meltdown at a Christmas lights show because it was too much. I will be worried about one of my kids going overboard for the whole trip. The cruise is in the middle of the week in May, meaning my two oldest will have to miss a week of school. In my state, you can get in serious trouble for missing that much time. You can actually get fines, mandatory parenting classes, and your kids could be failed. We also would need to get 6 passports to do the cruise, which would run about $900. The last thing is they asked us for gift ideas, and we gave them a good variety of ideas, from little to big, and they just did their own without consulting us. So now we have to either, one, take the cruise as is and risk the school fallout, two, move the cruise to a non-school time and they would lose their $1,000 deposit, or three, just cancel the cruise altogether. All bad options. Am I the a-hole? Am I looking a gift horse in the mouth?
Do they lose any money if they cancel?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like, this was their in-laws or their parents who gave it?
I can't tell if it was their parents or their spouse's parents.
I feel like that is too big of a gift to expect is going to work out. Like, I know they probably meant well because, like, gifts like this I feel like aren't unheard of, but usually it's, like, a significant other or someone like that. Where, like, who they,
or, like,
they know
you're talking about wanting to go on a cruise.
Right. I don't feel like it was their place. That's like just, it's too much. And now like there's too much of a burden on them for said gift.
I would see if it would be possible. Then I feel bad because like the kids like are now wanting to go on this cruise. At least those of them who like are able to comprehend that they're going on a cruise. So I was going to say maybe you could like look into like re-gifting the tickets to someone else like with the grandparents' blessing, or like maybe the grandparents could go on it and like go with some other friends or family. I don't know. So I really don't feel like if you have that many concerns, like you shouldn't be obligated to go on it. But then, you know, you feel bad for the people that spent that much money.
Or like, I mean, this isn't like a good scenario either, but like if you're so concerned about your other kids, like, and them wanting to go, it's like one of you could go, one of you could stay home, see if anyone else, like grandparents, could maybe take your spot or two. Like, it's not good. But it's kind of like some people get to go enjoy the gift. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Let's see what some people say. I think you should first take a breath and find out more about the cruise. Cruise ships have just about everything one could possibly need / want. They understand kids and how to manage them. Find out what the possibilities are first, then make your decision based on facts. I truly understand your stress. Information will help. Personally, I really appreciate your parents' thoughtfulness, but as a mom of four, I would absolutely hate this gift. I would thank my parents profusely and then explain why there are too many problems with the trip that won't be possible to solve. So how would they like me to proceed? Perhaps ask them how to use tickets for themselves, or to use tickets for themselves and to invite their friends, give it to another sibling, or just cancel it. I would offer to reimburse them for their losses.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think it's worth bringing the grandparents in to discuss, like, your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, like, I don't want to just, like, make this a waste of money, and I don't want to imply that I'm not grateful for the gift, but I just don't know how this is going to work.
Right. Like, as much as I would love if someone gifted me a 10-day vacation to Europe right now, I don't have the PTO. Like, there's different variables and other factors for people.
There's a respiratory illness. We can't board Vegas for that long.
Right? So, next one. Am I the a-hole for asking my sister if I could bring my baby to her wedding? My 29 female sister, the person's 29 female sister, 26 female, is getting married in a few weeks, and she sent me an invitation. She wants a child-free wedding, and since I have no one to watch my baby, I wouldn't be able to go, so I asked her if she could make an exception so I could go. I didn't push her to let me or anything. I simply asked, and she went off on me. She called me an a-hole for rejecting her invite and making my whole life revolve around my son. I told her I had no one to watch my son, so I wouldn't be able to go, but it's also fine that she doesn't want to make an exception. She suggested that I ask neighbors to watch him, but I didn't really like that idea because I'm new to the neighborhood and I don't really know anybody. I told her that, and she blew up at me and said I'm supposed to support her on her day. Am I the a-hole?
No. I mean, to me, if you truly, like, I think first and foremost, you should try and have, like, if anyone can watch your son that you trust.
No, I'm like, does the poster have, like, has she exhausted all options? Or is she just kind of like, I can't, so I won't be there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think
I don't know her situation. She could very well be like, I truly don't have anyone that I trust.
And, like, I can't afford to pay.
They're all going to be at your wedding.
Yeah. That is
fair. But, like.
But exhaust all options for kid watching first. Then, B, I think you did the right thing and said, I will either be there with my son or I won't be there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that is quite literally the only other option if the first option doesn't work out. And then, like,
yeah,
on top of that, like, you can be like, okay, what do you want me to do? She obviously, like, gave her opinion, but then hopefully you can just say, I don't know these neighbors, so I don't really want them to watch my son when I don't know them. And any, right. I think, logical person would say that's fair, that you don't want a stranger watching your kid.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like even if you have acquaintances, friends, like, and you, because I've seen people, like, they'll, like, kind of make a Facebook post of, like, hey, looking for a sitter, and that's, like, at least by word of mouth, like, mm-hmm. someone you know who knows someone that would hopefully be trustworthy enough that you would say, okay, I could leave my child alone with them.
Yeah. Or even if you, like, were able to, like, again, find someone and, like, split it up where, like, maybe you go to the wedding ceremony and then, like, you don't go to the reception. So that way you're only, like, gone for, like, an hour.
Right. As someone who has very briefly been like, do I want kids at my wedding? Because just, like, every time I go to a wedding and, like, during the ceremony especially, if kids start making noise or, like, that's all I can think of. That's all I can focus on. And it makes me irrationally angry. And I'm just like, I so would not want this happening at my wedding. I'd have to consider this. I'd have to be like, there's a very real chance people can't come. Or I'm like, obviously you're making it harder for them to have to find childcare in order to go to your wedding. But still, like, I sometimes am just sitting at weddings and I'm like, oh my God.
Get the kids out of here. Or, like, 13 and up can come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say not the a-hole.
I would say not the a-hole. But exhaust all your options first. Give it a good, fair shot.
Am I the a-hole for asking my mother-in-law to address me by my legal name? I was in my late 30s when I married my husband in 2019. For a lot of reasons, I always knew I would keep my surname regardless of whom I married, and I would continue to use the title of Ms. as opposed to Mrs. My husband knew this and was slash is fine with it. It was and remains a non-issue with us. We eloped in New York City in a lovely private ceremony and afterwards sent out wedding announcements signed husband's first and last name and my first and last name unchanged. Every card we have subsequently sent for holidays, birthdays, etc. have been affixed with a return address label with each of our full legal names. My mother-in-law and I are not super close but have always been cordial to each other. But ever since my husband and I married, every single card my mother-in-law has sent to us has been addressed to Mr. and Mrs. husband's full legal name. That is not my legal or preferred name. I am not Mrs. anyone, and I am especially not Mrs. husband's given legal first and last name. I've asked my husband several times in the past 4 years if his mother knows I didn't change my name when we married, and he has assured me that she knows. After receiving a Thanksgiving card from my mother-in-law addressed once again to Mr. and Mrs. husband's full legal name, I texted her and politely informed her that I wasn't sure if she knows I kept my given surname and joked that she is the only Mrs. husband's last name that I know. Not only has her radio silence, or not only was her radio silence deafening, but she didn't call or text me or my husband for Thanksgiving as she usually does. She is clearly not happy with my gentle reminder and being very passive aggressive about it. My own mother advised me to choose my battles with my mother-in-law wisely.
Wait, and this was exactly what I was gonna. You're gonna finish it. I'm gonna be like, choose your. Sometimes battles. You just have to pick your battles.
And this I'm technically Mrs. husband's first and last name, but I feel like wanting to be referred to my legal name is not a big ask. I feel that it is disrespectful and rude to disregard a person's chosen name and call them whatever you want to call them. So am I the a-hole for asking my mother-in-law to refer to me by my proper and chosen name?
You're not the a-hole, but, like, if it is just how she's addressing on cards, because, like, she is not going up to you and saying, hi, Mrs. husband's literal full name. Like, you just gotta
pick your battles.
You just gotta say, that's annoying, but.
And, like, it says more about her than you. You know, like, you know. Just in the back of your mind, like, okay, she, like, this is a very,
it's just kind of an old school thing with her to do, and she probably, like, I don't think she's doing this with any ill intention.
She's probably like, well, back in my day, it was just, this is how we did it.
And sometimes people are stubborn, so
yeah, definitely, like, you're not the a-hole,
to,
but this is not worth having, like, if this keeps being a thing where, like, you keep being passive aggressive towards each other, like, it is not going to be worth it.
Mm-mm.
So pick your battles. You're not the a-hole. She probably is a little bit, but is it worth? Is this the hill you're going to die on? It should not be.
Am I the a-hole for still being upset about finding an I miss you text from my fiance to his ex? I recently had a dream the other night where my fiance cheated on me, so I went through his phone the next night because I was overthinking about the dream. I then find his ex's name. I didn't even fully read this through, so I'm curious to see where this goes. In his messages, and the last text he sent her was, hey, back in June. And I scrolled up to find that he texted her, I miss you, 3 days, April 18th, after our three-month anniversary of being engaged.
Megan jaw drops.
After being engaged, he sends, I miss you. Interesting. This hasn't been the only thing with his ex, though. Apparently, she still has a great relationship with his mom. His mom even considers her a daughter, and his ex calls her mom. Interesting. He didn't tell me that for almost 2 months, that he was in a group chat with her and another one of his friends. In other messages, he made a pact with her and jokingly texted her that Master is getting angry when she wasn't replying back fast enough, and even sent her pictures of him shirtless.
Girlie,
we are very.
This is grounds for ending your engagement.
Okay, there's more. I don't know the full background of their relationship, but apparently it only lasted for 2 months back in 2021, and I'm assuming a lot more happened than what he's told me. Ooh, an update. He told me that she cheated on him a bunch of times, and she was very narcissistic, and finally dumped her when she cheated on him for the last time. I keep asking why he even texted her, and he keeps saying he doesn't know, but you can tell someone those words and not mean them. I feel like an idiot and so dumb for not finding these texts sooner. Yeah, she didn't update to say, like, that she ended things.
I would genuinely end my engagement over this. Like, I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding either. Someone said he's still your fiance? Yikes.
Because what do you mean?
From them, though.
What?
No response from, like, them, though.
Because, again, he said they only dated for 2 months, and yet he's still, like, texting her. And she's, like, a daughter to his mother.
What? I'm not even caring one bit that you looked at his phone, because then you find all this. No, I'm focused on him and also why you're still with him. there is some judgment there. But no, there's no coming back from that, in my opinion.
After you're already engaged, you're not, and he's like, I don't know why I texted her. You don't know why you texted her. You're just engaged.
Do not.
This doesn't have to be your life. Because no, it will right? continue.
Doesn't have to be your life. Choose someone else.
Okay. Am I the a-hole for making him watch the baby while I was drinking? Been with my husband for 8 years, and we just had our first and last baby 4.5 months ago. He has hung out with his friend several times since she was born because his buddy lives literally right beside us, and he's a good dad. I didn't feel slighted when he would leave for a few hours to see his friends, and he often told me that, quote, when the time came, that he would watch the baby himself. She's strictly breastfed. So that I could go and do whatever I wanted for a night because, quote, I deserved it. I don't know how important that info is. Anyways, this year, none of our family did anything for Thanksgiving, and we knew well in advance, but my friend was having a Friendsgiving, and we opted to go to that. I knew drinking would be involved, so for 2 weeks straight, I was pumping and getting baby girl used to a bottle so I could get loose. I had pumped at least enough for 8 feedings. I ended up having my girlfriend over after dinner, and I let my hair down. I had a bottle of wine between me and her. I was definitely feeling it. My husband had the baby the whole time, basically, but I was right there too. However, come the end of the night, he was acting really irritated. I thought it was because I was too loud. And then in parentheses it says, I was pretty loud, not going to lie, but the baby had zero issues sleeping through the big noise, or through the big noises, so she slept fine. I kept asking what was wrong, and he said nothing. Anyways, yesterday he finally made comments about it, saying, yeah, we aren't having a repeat of that anytime soon. And I asked what she meant and said, it's way too soon for you to be acting like that. Now I feel like an idiot.
I feel like this isn't so much like a baby issue.
Right? That's how I felt.
Like, not at all. And more so kind of like a, is he okay with your, like, personality kind of issue?
Like,
and
does like, he not have like, an issue, like, how you get when you drink a lot? Is he like, oh, like, you like, drank too much and you're embarrassing?
Right. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, she's too much. Like, that's kind of like, that's what it seems like he's feeling and thinking right now. And I don't know if that was, like, kind of out of character for you or if it was just, like, that's how you are when you drink. Like, I don't know the situation because, like, I don't know if he should have said that per se. But, like, maybe this was, like, really an out of character thing for you. And he was kind of like, that was strange and odd. And, like, I'd prefer if you don't do that again. And, again, it's not really his place to, like, say that. But, like, you could be understanding of, like, you've never acted like that before.
Like, let's just say, like, we've been around, you know, drunk people where it's, like, oh my God, like, you when you're drunk is
and
you're
like, not my favorite. I think when you're with someone and you care about them and you're comfortable with them, you should be able to, like, say some things to them of, like, this was okay, this was not okay.
Hey, when you, like, drink X amount, like, you develop this personality trait that I think is either, like, obnoxious or right. whatever.
So I'm going to kind of lean into, like, the better judgment of him. And you're already kind of, like, you're already kind of saying, like, I was kind of being obnoxious and, like, you don't need to do that if you're just trying to, like, make him look better, but, like, you are making him look better in this instance.
So, again, I feel like we need to, like, reframe this. I don't think this situation is related to him watching the baby.
Because I bet, here's the thing, then you need to go out and have a time outside of the house where yeah. he's not there. He wouldn't be bothered. And then everyone wins because he said he would watch the baby for you.
Yeah. But again, I'm also, like, not trying to say, like, you can't have, like, a drink in your own home and, like, do right. what you want. That's a conversation for you and your husband as to, like, what
expected behaviors are of each other.
So have that conversation with him.
I don't think this is a broken situation like so many of these that we read.
Right. I don't think you need to divorce your husband over this. So a couple things. Clarify, is the baby an issue or a non-issue with this scenario? I personally don't think it's an issue. Discuss drinking habits. Surely you've both drank around each other before. Has he had issues with it previously? If no, what's different now?
Mm-hmm. Is it best in the house or out of the house and together or separate?
And make those calls together as a couple for the future.
I'm curious what other people say and if it's similar to what we said.
Someone said, not the a-hole. Wait, you had 2 or 2.5 glasses of wine and fun with a friend in your own house and your husband couldn't deal with the baby for a few hours? Again, I don't really think it's a baby thing. He didn't make it sound like I couldn't handle the baby. He made it sound like his issue was with you. No yeah. offense. Someone said, I don't have enough context, but based on how you described the situation, I think he probably didn't like how you were acting drunk, not that you wanted him to manage the kid, which is how I was taking it.
Okay, here's my next one. Am I the a-hole because I canceled the road trip after a friend didn't listen? I read part of this already. So, two friends, Grace and Alice, and I would go on a week-long road trip. We took my car and plan was to mostly camp first and last night in a hotel. Grace and I would alternate driving so the other could rest or nap when necessary. Alice doesn't have a license, so she navigated and would therefore stay in the front seat. That's where the problem arose. Alice suddenly put her legs on the dashboard, and I asked if she could please sit down normally. She didn't understand that because, this won't bother you, will it? I tried to explain that happens, or what happens when you have an accident sitting like that, and I thought, or in that I didn't want to be responsible for that. Alice thought I was joking and started laughing. I stopped at a gas station to continue talking. After a while, she angrily said that she would sit normally again, but she still didn't understand the problem. Grace and Alice then went to the gas station to get something. I stayed at the car. At the toilet a little later, I overheard Grace say, I think it's nonsense too, but you know how she can be when she's sleeping. You can just sit like that. When they came back, I said that I wanted Alice only in the back of the car. This turned into an argument again. I did not say that I heard their conversation. I didn't feel like that. Because Alice kept refusing to sit in the back, I called the hotel to cancel. This made them both very angry, and they took all their stuff and called an Uber. I drove myself back home. At home, I noticed a lot of messages and missed calls from my mutual friends and family saying some unkind things. Alice had made
mutual
a post.
Friends and family, my
Alice
goodness.
Alice had made a post on social media about what a terrible friend I am. I saw that they went camping before they blocked me. There's a little more, but I'm not really
honest. Was this her car?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I have a couple different thoughts.
I have a couple different thoughts as well.
I bet our thoughts are the same.
I think everyone sucks here, first of all. Because that's kind of like, people will say that on the
thread. ESH. Everyone sucks here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. First and foremost, if it is your car, you are entitled to the rules of the car, how people are sitting, whatever. Who is allowed or not allowed in your car. So, like, to that extent, sure, fine, whatever. You can tell her how she needs to sit in your car.
Do you really need to have her, like, if you were to get in a car accident, like, it's her fault. However she sits, it's
like
her fault.
You informed her, hey, this position is not a position to be in if you get in a car accident.
Like, both your legs are breaking. Both but your legs are breaking, girly.
At the end of the day, like, it would be her choice if she wanted to sit like that.
When you said that you wanted them in the back seat and they didn't want to oblige, also kind of their fault because you offered a way forward. Like, everyone sucks here. It's all annoying.
And, like, did you
and
pay
then
for the hotel?
Posting on social media. Not the kind of friend group I'm wanting to be in, honestly.
Like, did you pay for the hotel? Presumably you would have had to have if you're the one that got it canceled. But, like, you had to cancel the whole thing? Like, to me,
there was no way forward here.
An over-exaggeration. Like, again.
You made a mountain out of a molehill. That's what happened.
I don't like when people say like that either. And, like, in my car, I would probably tell people, like, not say like that. And then they'd probably just, like, listen because it's my car. So,
like, how hard is it to sit with your feet down? Or sit in the back and, like, spread your legs across the freaking seat.
So I just feel like
you're just kind of like, how do we end up in this situation?
I'm realizing that my friends, like, the people I feel like I would be in this situation with would be like, okay, like, fine, I'll sit. It's also just, like, rude to have your feet up on the dashboard because it's making a, like, it's dirty with your feet up there and, like, maybe you don't want to clean it. So I'm with Megan. I think everyone sucks here. Mm-hmm. Do I think you were out of line? Technically, probably not, but, like, out of line from what I would have done, I think yes.
Yeah.
We have different reactions to that scenario, probably.
Most people are saying not the a-hole, which I can respect. I wouldn't say you are being one, but...
Maybe just different. Going above and beyond what I would have done.
Right.
But again, I said, at the end of the day, it's your car. You are entitled to do whatever you want with said car. Am I the a-hole for telling my roommate her boyfriend needs to leave or I'm going to the leasing office? I'm 21 female. I'm living with my best friend, 22 female, and the first few weeks were fine as we were getting into a routine. I had met her boyfriend who's 26 male, and the first impression was really bad. Awesome. A few months ago, and by we moved into this apartment. This doesn't make any sense. A few months ago, they moved into their apartment in the summertime. It's now wintertime, and my roommate's boyfriend has changed locations somewhere closer to us and ended up moving in. I told my friend that I really wasn't comfortable with him moving in. And that I was only going to let it be temporary as he'd already eaten my food in the fridge. He's using all the utilities. He even changed our living room space without acknowledging me or my roommate and just did it. A couple months have been going by and I asked when he is moving and she told me he's not. And I told her that's not really fair as I didn't agree to move in with her and her boyfriend. I agreed to move in with her, and it's not fair that he doesn't pay any of the bills. He doesn't pay for any of the essentials. He uses all my cooking ware and leaves them on the stove and lets it harden and leaves pasta in them and stains them orange from oil.
Sick of it.
She's going off. And that if he's not leaving, I'm going to the leasing office and letting them know that she is violating the leasing agreement. She told me that I'm being a jerk and that if I was in love, then I would understand her and her boyfriend's situation and that I need to set my priorities straight. I told her if she wasn't moved out by the end of the week, then I was going to the leasing office and they, or if, I think she meant if he wasn't moved out by the end of the week, then I was going to the leasing office and they left at night and haven't returned. And I feel bad about the way that I was talking to her, but at the same time, I don't feel bad for the fact that this is also my space and my apartment as well. There's a lot of grammar stuff going on that I'm trying to figure out.
I think we get the gist. Roommate situations like this suck, but like, I do kind of feel like you need to put your foot down because like, this is your living environment. This is your space.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
And there's some gray area here, but it sounds like you're out of the gray area and into like, if he's living here and not paying and he's not on the lease, then like, this is not fair.
Yeah.
Cause I'm all for like, you know, every once in a while, it's very common for like, you to spend the night at your partner's house, like, and like eat some of the food that's there. And like,
you kind of, you probably, if you're rooming with someone who's in a relationship, you kind of need to be a little flexible or expect that that's going to happen a little bit. You might even be annoyed a little bit, but you kind of, it's just the nature of having a roommate, unless you're so blessed and lucky to be sisters and just get along great. But like this extent of which you're kind of like, okay, he's living with us now, but as long as this is only temporary, like then okay. And now they're kind of saying like, oh, like this is kind of like the new thing. He's just gonna stay here. Then it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I never agreed to that.
And like if they're sharing a room, like I don't think he needs to be like necessarily like then paying rent personally. Like to me, it's up to them. If,
right. Like as long as I'm still covering my share and you guys figure out between
like
the two.
I would only have a problem if he's like using my stuff that I'm paying for, or like obviously if you both like split utilities and stuff, or like split Wi-Fi.
And it's also like kind of like that. You know, you kind of just didn't bargain for a third roommate, so I do understand that. And if you don't get along great anyways, then you're kind of like, I did not agree to be living with this person all the time.
So I don't think you're the a-hole. I think it's totally within your rights to go to the leasing
and office. There's probably not a good way to go about it. So okay, we've got some good ones here. I've been liking them. I have up to three more. We'll see if we get to them all. Am I the a-hole for telling my wife to mind her own business? This one I thought, like, I'm just curious like what your take's gonna be, because some backstory. My wife and our friend group go back from all meeting in college over 15 years ago. There was a group of 9 of us that all met, got married, and we still make an effort to see each other and talk as often as we can. Used to be 10 people, but our buddy Luke and his ex-wife divorced about 3 years ago. Now we don't know this for sure, but we're fairly certain that Luke's wife was cheating on him, so when we heard that they were divorcing, we all cut her off. Interestingly, she didn't seem to mind that all that much, but whatever. Luke went on through a very dark period, and I don't blame him. We all supported him, and thankfully he made it through. About a year and a half ago, he met his current girlfriend, Megan. Megan is an absolute sweetheart, and we all really enjoy her presence and enjoy seeing Luke happy again. Now to the issue. A couple weeks ago, me and the guys of the friend group met as we were all in the same area. This involved going out and having one too many drinks, and from there, we ended up in the garage drinking more and talking late into the night. At a certain point, Luke drunkenly revealed that he still has feelings for his ex, but it isn't a big deal because he knows the relationship is over. Now, I hate cheaters. I've been cheated on, so I point blank asked him if he would ever cheat. He said absolutely not. He knew that chapter was over, but he still had some remaining feelings he was working through. It was a good enough answer for me. So I went to go to the bathroom, and I walked inside to see my wife with her ear to a different door eavesdropping. Her face is white and eyes all big. That pissed me off for one. She then drags me inside and says that we need to tell Megan it's our duty as friends. I told her to mind her own business and let Luke figure this out. If she tells Megan a drunken conversation, who knows if he even remembers it, and if she leaves him, it will absolutely break Luke. She agreed, and I thought that was the end of it. The next day, she said she thought about it more and would be telling Megan if I didn't do anything. We again had a conversation about it, and it turned into a large argument. I again told her she needs to mind her own business. Am I the a-hole?
I, based off this information, do not think it would be worth telling the girlfriend.
I don't think so either. And here's, I am so, tell whoever, like, if there's any cheating going on,
tell them.
Tell them. Like, I don't care if you don't know that person. I don't care what the situation is. Like, you tell them. But I just don't think this situation is that.
I don't either.
So,
like, you know how people are like micro cheating and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I just think, like, it's his ex-wife. Like, there's probably, like, just like a what if kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's necessarily even saying, like, I wish he was still with her.
I think he probably just has some extra thoughts and feelings that he needs to finish working through, like was said.
And, like, he doesn't sound like he's thinking about cheating on anyone. Like, he sounds like he's happy. He probably just, like, had a moment of, like, oh, like, sometimes I wonder, like, you know.
Yeah.
And we can't just, like, overblow that into, like, he's going to cheat on her.
Like, let's not ruin his life.
So, I would say not the a-hole for telling your wife that. And you should probably prevent her from telling the girlfriend, in my opinion. Am I the a-hole? My husband leaves the shower running for 30 to 60 minutes before using it, if he uses it.
I do not understand how you would do that.
Hi, all. My husband has a very stressful work-from-home job. He often gets calls and has to answer them with a few minutes' notice. As a result, he will run the shower for 30 minutes or longer before getting in. He turns the shower temperature all the way up, and it fills the house with hot steam. We have a small bathroom with a broken fan, so the moisture buildup has literally caused our door to warp and our horrible quality cabinets to fall apart. I'm currently holding the cabinets together with Gorilla Glue. I had fixed the door by sanding it down a few months ago, but the constant exposure to steam in a closed environment is causing it to warp again. We also live in a high desert, so it really makes me uncomfortable to waste that much water. I don't know what a high desert is. It also makes our entire house, one floor, really hot and humid to the point I have to open the windows in the winter. He says it's because he needs to be able to shower at a moment's notice. Stop. But we have a modern tankless hot water heater, so it literally takes 10 seconds for the water to heat up. He insists I'm being neurotic by getting on his case about water, which in his words is basically free. We pay $30 to $40 a month for it. But we share the bill with other HOA members, so our actual use doesn't affect the cost as directly. So I make him turn it off after 30 minutes without using it. Am I the a-hole?
What is his logic? I know you just said his logic, but, like, is she saying, there's two situations here, or I'm kind of like, is she saying he turns on preemptively, so when he has a free moment, he can jump in and shower, or two, which is what I was thinking was happening, he goes to, like, turn it on and get ready to shower, and all of a sudden, like, something comes up, but then, like, just turn it off.
Right? This is such, like,
here's this is such update. A non-issue she has two that, edits. This is such a non-issue. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
No, literally.
I would be, like, so flabbergasted.
There's two edits. Edit number one. No need for extreme comments telling me to leave my husband. I love my husband very much, and he is everything to me. I just think he is being unreasonable, calling me neurotic turning the water off. Thanks for the supportive comments. Update two. Showed my husband this post. He says I can turn it off for him whenever I like. Thanks, y'all.
Okay.
What a weird thing. Okay. I just had to include this because 30 to 60 minutes you guys are happy. Just like leaving it on. Just in case you can hop in.
Now it's your job.
Like, genuinely, if I was dating someone.
Now it's your job to go turn it off.
If I was dating someone and they're like, well, I have to be able to hop in a moment's notice. I'd be like, that's how most showers are. It's hopping in with in a moment's notice, you know?
Within a minute of wanting to shower, I can be showering. Right.
So, okay. I don't need to turn it on beforehand.
Yeah.
I wait 30 seconds and it's pretty warm.
Interesting. Okay, this is my last one. It's kind of long, so I feel like at a certain point I'm going to end up being like, you guys get the gist. Am I the a-hole for making my daughter delete her inappropriate Instagram profile pic? I, 48 male, have a very intelligent, compassionate daughter named Charlotte, 17 female. Back in May this year, when Charlotte was in grade 11, she went on a trip to Vancouver for an athletic event. Her team had a lot of downtime in Vancouver, which is nice, and she enjoyed herself and took a lot of pictures of her experience. I am one of those quote-unquote conservative dads who has reasonable expectations of what his daughter is and is not allowed to wear in his house. I rarely allow bare shoulders, no exposed midriffs, that sorts of stuff. Easy peasy, nothing too overbearing. I was searching my daughter's Instagram page a few weeks after she got back from Vancouver and I saw all her pictures of her trip. I was embarrassed because in 90% of those pictures, Charlotte was dressed up in nothing more than skimpy tank tops and gym shorts. Her new profile picture was taken in Vancouver, and in that picture, although she did have her shoulders covered up, she was wearing a blouse that had all of her lower buttons undone, so her midriff was fully exposed. I went to Charlotte's room and I opened the door without knocking. I was a little bit angry, but I did my best not to look scary. I told Charlotte that her pictures she took in Vancouver are simply not appropriate, and I wanted to see her delete all of them. She just looked at me smugly, and she told me that while the dress code applies under my house, my rules, she was not in my house while she was in Vancouver, so the dress code meant nothing. Whatever, I'm not reading the rest.
Okay, how old is she?
17.
First of all, I'd have to see the pictures myself. I highly doubt they are anything worth writing home about.
Yeah.
Do I think...
I was kind of like, I thought this would be interesting to just talk about, like, parental what are... control. Yeah. Like, what is the parental control that you...
I mean, luckily, we're very fortunate, like, you, me, and Haley, in that our parents have had very reasonable, if not, like, no standards in terms of our social media use.
Yeah. And we've been lucky, or we've been, you know, so kind as to not, like, abuse that, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, I've never once... I mean, my dad, like, doesn't even hardly use social media, so...
He wouldn't know what to look for.
He doesn't even...
He doesn't even... He's like, every couple months I remind him, like, that I have an Instagram, he could gladly follow it if he wanted to, but he's like, I don't know. Doesn't know how that works.
He's got a Facebook.
He's always like Instagram is for pictures. And I'm like, yeah. Yes.
But, like, our mom has all the social medias, and she follows us, and I've never heard a peep out of her. If anything, like, you'd think YouTube would have been, like, them being like, you guys are posting videos online, and you're like,
because we did that when they didn't know that.
Yeah. But they didn't really care either.
They found out when we started getting paid, and I was like, I need your help.
I need to set up this AdSense account. Anyways, I think that as a parent, like, whatever dress code I guess you want to enforce in your house, fine. I do think it's worth noting that she is 17, going to probably be moving out next year. And then she's going to wear whatever she wants.
At a certain point, like, when they're younger and, like, you can kind of dictate whether or not they should have a social media account or not. As a parent, like, I would not be opposed to, like, if my child posted something I didn't think was appropriate, I would definitely have the conversation with them being, like, I don't think this is appropriate or showing you in a manner that you probably want to be
perceived
as. So, like, I would take a second to think if you should keep it posted or not. I don't know that, like, if you decide they're old enough and mature enough to have social media, I kind of think that you give them, unless, like, something is egregious in there, you're like, I'm logging in myself and I'm deleting it. I think you kind of give the power to them, and it's kind of up to them.
It sounds like she's not really dressing that inappropriately, at least, like, for the standards of the time. It might be, like, inappropriate for you. But I think you need to, like, let it go, let her grow, and be who she's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all mine.
This will be my last one. I haven't really fully read this one either, but it sounded interesting. Am I the a-hole for acknowledging that my ex made a Hinge? I, 23 male, and my now first ex-girlfriend, 23 female, recently broke up after 2 years of dating for various reasons. Our breakup was very mature and planned out, as we still love each other during that time, with the hopes of potentially getting back together after growing as individuals.
Interesting.
More recently, we have
good luck with that.
Been hanging out one-on-one, going to the pumpkin patch, cooking, and watching our favorite show together at my place.
Interesting.
And even more recently, went to a local jazz gig. He
just
gives me, like, friends? My idea, her idea, with the promise of dinner together afterwards. Her idea, where she asked me to quote-unquote soft launch her on my Instagram story, which I did. So it looked like things were heading in the right direction of us getting back together. However, she went on an out-of-state weekend trip the weekend after the jazz gig. With just her friend, 23 female, and made a Hinge profile as a joke. She posted this joke profile onto social media where I follow her. I naturally assume it's not a joke profile and was confused by the fact because we had a great time together at the pumpkin patch and the jazz gig.
What do you post on social media to, like, show your joke Hinge profile?
I text her saying I'm upset and confused by this because of the fact that we are having a great time one-on-one. We text and try to explain things from my point of view. And she does not take that into consideration. She says that it's on me to have known it was a joke, that I'm allowed to be hurt if she makes a dating profile, and that I am practically calling her a S word. I don't know if I want to say it on the podcast, but you know what I mean. For having made the profile. I didn't even say she was wrong for making the profile, just that I am hurt and confused by it because I don't know where I stand. It seems that she doesn't want me to move on, but she has no problem moving on herself. I don't know. I understand that we are officially single, but if she does decide to see other people, don't string me along knowing I have deep feelings for her that will inevitably hurt me in the process. Anyway.
I feel like that's just, like, weird behavior on her part. I'm not fully getting it either.
Yeah.
And I'm not the one that had the conversation with her. So, like, I don't... I guess, like, technically what she did wasn't wrong, but, like, it's, like I said, just weird behavior. I would kind of be like, I don't need to deal with this. Even though, like, it's obviously been upsetting to you already. I think there's your answer.
I mean... First of all, to answer your question, are you an a-hole? No. Like Megan said, I think it's just weird behavior Was it a joke? What made it a joke? Is she using the profile to date or not? And from there, you can decide, do I want to like date her if she's also dating other people? If not, then you need to stop seeing her. If you're okay with that, like maybe you want to date other people too, you probably should. See what other people are out there. Maybe you'll find someone better. But yeah, I would take this as a sign that she probably is not as into you as you are into her right now.
Yeah. I wouldn't make a Hinge account if I was like somewhat serious about anybody. And then go to like post it on. I have no idea how she posted this on social media. That's what I want to know.
I have a lot of people saying you're the a-hole. Unless you have specifically defined those boundaries, you're both single right now, so your ex is free to do whatever she wants. Here's the thing, is like, it was, am I the a-hole for acknowledging that they made an ex? Or that they made a Hinge? No. Like, you were free to talk about relationship status stuff with people you're seeing. You know?
Yeah.
And like, are you actively dating on dating apps? Like, that's fair game to talk about with anyone that you're seeing, even if you're not officially dating. It is then not your place to say you can or cannot have a dating profile.
Yeah.
But talking about it is fair game. So.
Well, that is all we have for this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed.
It was good to be back.
It was good to be
Reddit back. One.
If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give this video a thumbs up. You can comment down below your own thoughts. I always like to think Sierra and I give pretty good, solid, level-headed advice or thoughts and opinions, but you guys could always shock us and disagree or say otherwise, so feel free.
Yeah, and with that, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.